Welcome to another episode of AI Product Leader. Every week we shine a light on what it really takes to join the AI world. We have the real conversations with founders, product leaders, AI experts, technologists, and everything in between to understand where AI in the world is right now and what the path looks like, whether you're building AI products or a career in AI. Have a question or a topic? Email us to join the conversation at support@AIcareerBoost. Let's dive into the world of AI together. I'm your host, Holly Allen, and I'm the founder of AI Career Boost, where I spend my time helping product managers navigate the world of AI and transition into AI leadership roles. I've spent my career in both the product management and software development worlds, and I'm an ex-Alexa principal product manager, where I successfully launched the very first generative AI answers on Alexa. I was also fortunate enough to be recognized as a top 100 Women of the Future winner in 2023. And today, I'm really excited to be joined by our guest, my friend Anne Griffin. Anne is a product leader and a coach, subject matter expert in AI, blockchain, tech ethics, and tech inclusivity. Over the last decade, she's championed a customer-centric approach to product management at both emerging startups and Fortune 500 companies. She's also teaching about AI through O'Reilly and has guest lectured at universities such as Columbia and even West Point. She connects the dots between technology and the human experience, providing clear product strategy and actionable advice on building disruptive and innovative products using AI and other emerging technologies. All right, let's jump into it. And we'd really love to know a little bit more about you and your background. So before you dove into the world of AI, can you tell us a bit about your background, what you were involved in professionally or otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had been working as a product manager for quite some time. Part of that time was working in the digital ad agency world, building really cool websites and apps for brands like Mercedes-Benz and American Express. Also have worked with really cool Fortune 500 companies in the travel space, as well as really fun emerging tech startups in, well, actually AI and blockchain, once I started learning about like those topics. And so, but for me, it was kind of product management, and I got really interested around 2016, 2017 about why do they keep saying AI is going to take all of our jobs? And maybe I should learn something about this so I can have an opinion on it for myself. And maybe this is going to become important sometime in the distant future. And it blew up a lot sooner than I thought it would. Like circa 2017, I started taking courses on AI and data science, and yeah, I was just someone who was a product manager working in tech who was just really interested about when are we going to have this next pivot like we did with like .com and the web.
Awesome. Very cool. And I know since then you have transitioned into AI product management and leadership roles. What has been one of your like favorite projects or products to work on?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to work at this really cool startup that was working on this narrative intelligence tool that was kind of like social listening on steroids. So it was able to actually take in data from sources like Twitter, Reddit, Telegram, and actually apply algorithms to detect like toxicity, bot activity, if like bot networks were actually perpetuating specific narratives online, as well as looking at things like partisanship. So if there was something that was like, hey, we're really anti-nuclear energy, seeing like which, you know, side of the political spectrum was really for it or against it. And, you know, even just seeing like what types of influencers usually engage with this. So it was really, really challenging, but also incredibly fascinating, especially getting to work with customers across the spectrum from anything from like geopolitics to working in like public relations.
And was it more B2C, B2B? Was it like a platform?
Yeah,
was it something
we did to people? It was a platform that we had that was like B2B enterprise. So working with like a lot of like pretty large customers who were like, hey, what's being said, you know, about our brand or like what's being talked about like related to the specific subject. So let's say you're a really big brand and, you know, maybe there's like a really large hack that happened to you and you want to figure out, well, what are people saying? Are people saying things like, I'm never going to trust this brand again? Are they, you know, maybe saying certain things where it's like somehow you've gotten swept up in whatever political hot topic is of the day because they're saying, well, this would have never happened if so-and-so was in leadership. So it was a really fascinating space to see how different, companies were using this tool.
Oh, interesting. And I imagine there's a lot of looking for like hate speech and things like this too, like where you're looking for negative toxicity online. Was that involved as well?
That was involved on as well. And it was really fascinating also to see kind of where those boundaries were, and also seeing, depending on what the subject was, how much bot or anomalous activity was actually going on. And so there were certain topics where, like, it's not called bot radar, but for the purpose of this, we'll call it bot radar. The bot radar was like going crazy because there were just so many bots on either Twitter or Reddit that were perpetuating specific types of stories or, you know, content, or maybe retweeting specific types of content.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, amazing. So that transition from like, hey, 2016, 2017, I'm interested in this. Maybe it's going to take our jobs or something. Yes. Like a very vague narrative, through to working, leading the launches of these kinds of things that are actually kind of impacting like our society as a whole and big brands. So that's such a crazy transition. How did you even get started thinking about how am I going to make this transition to working with these AI solutions?
Yeah. The first thing for me was, I want to understand this, but I want to understand it in words that I can understand and actually talk to people. And so the first thing I did was start going to meetups, actually, and started learning. The first thing I learned about, which is really interesting, Polly, because of your background, the first thing I learned about at a meetup was about chatbots, actually. And we actually did a whole workshop and learned how, like, you know, at like a, maybe a design level, how do you make a chatbot? And we made Valentine's Day chatbots. It was a lot of fun. And I was like, oh, this is not a big, scary topic that is so far removed from what I'm able to do or understand. And that really was encouraging for me. So it encouraged me to go to more and more events. And then I had this question of, well, if I want to build products that do this, how do I get that experience? And at the time, there weren't a lot of people online in product management. I know you were doing it, but there weren't a lot of people online in product management talking about that they were doing this type of work. And I started asking around, what should I do next? What should I do? And they didn't have great courses like the ones that you have, Polly, and other people have. So I was told, like, hey, you know, you should go take like a data science class at least. So I actually enrolled in a data science boot camp, learned Python, made some very, very simple, but made some actual models from some data sources on Kaggle, and also made a really cool project with some Airbnb data that predicted the first place someone is most likely to travel to. So that was really where I started, and it helped me understand a lot about like what especially machine learning engineers and like data analysts do on the job and how that's going to impact the products I as a product manager build. And just as a really curious person, continue to learn, listen to a lot of podcasts, watch videos, and obviously continue to take classes, because I've taken two of your classes. I took your conversational AI class, and I'm going to forget the name of like the full name of your class, but it was like the AI like, product leadership program, which I really love just because they have this element of at the end, you have this project that you actually get to deliver and talk about it and see what other people built as well. And because the timing of it was so great, because we were actually leveraging LLMs, you know, large language models. And so I also loved it because it helped me get a lot deeper understanding of what those can do and where their challenges are and the risks and behaviors of actually building with them as a product person.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so glad that I always feel like getting hands-on with it is the best way to learn.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what I'm pitching with the blueprint program, the complete product leader blueprint.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that that's what came through. That's awesome. Yeah. And then, so if you were to go back, would you advise people to take that same path of like learning to program doing Python today? Or is that something like, do you use Python day to day as an AIPM?
I don't use Python day to day as an AIPM. I think there's different types of AIPMs, but I think the majority of them don't necessarily need to do that day to day. And I would say what the resources now, what makes the most sense to me is start high level. Just figure out like, what is this AI thing? And then start being like, great, I'm going to start digging into the PM specific courses so I can understand how this applies to my field and understand what are the different types of AIPM there are, because there's some that are highly technical and they're like, oh, you need to be have been a machine learning engineer for 5 years, and if those are the roles that you look online and those are the ones you're most attracted to, awesome, be my guest. But for everyone else, I'm like, it won't hurt you to learn some Python, but I would recommend learning it after you actually take some of those AIPM courses and other things so that you actually understand, why are you learning Python? What is the point of this? Which other roles are going to be using this, that this is going to help you communicate with and even help you figure out if you're going to invest money into any kind of class where you're learning to code? Not just the why, but also figuring out which of those many classes and figuring out that, again, high level, and also like what you need to know as AIPM is going to help you so much on that journey. It definitely is, I think, going to expedite from the journey I had, where it was like kind of years kind of figuring this stuff out. And then it was like, bam, oh my gosh, there's all these people where it's like Polly and there's some other like great people, but I really love Polly's classes that, you know, have been doing this. Like, I think one of the things that really also drew me to you, Polly, is like, I had used the product that you worked on. I've used Alexa. Like it, I've like used it for, you know, my kitchen timer. I've used it as like a,
Hopefully she's never failed you either, right? She's never gotten anything wrong.
Of course not. Definitely not about like music trivia. Yeah. Also like I really like, you know, just even like using it for music or even things where there was this fun, pick your own story direction. I'm botching what it's actually called, but it would tell a story and they're like, do you want to go this way or do you want to go that way? So there's a lot of fun things I've done with Alexa. And so the fact that I'm like, oh, okay, somebody who has actually built a product that like I love, it's like used in all these different homes. I was like, yes, I want to learn about the stuff that everyone is using, that, you know, it's the kind of thing where we never really think about Alexa as AI. We're just like, oh yeah, it's that thing that's talking to us. And now it's funny because like AI, we all think about, oh yeah, it's like ChatGPT. But Alexa, we all just thought, I was like, yeah, that's that robot thing that kind of talks to me sometimes.
And maybe it was like, she didn't seem as intelligent. And it's interesting now to look at as a PM, the implications. Why didn't we think she was intelligent? A lot of this same underlying technology is going on, right? So it's intriguing to go, what was the usability difference, right? Or why couldn't she figure things out? It's fascinating. So along with building AI products, being involved in that, you also help other people get into the field and build their own careers. Can you tell us a little bit about that journey?
Yes. So I had actually created a couple other courses for O'Reilly. And like last year they came to me and they said, Anne, everyone's coming to us and they want to learn about AI. What should we be talking about? And I told them, well, the number one question that people ask me is, you know, how do I get started? Where do I start? And I have people that are engineers who know way more technically than I do. And I have people who are copywriters that are asking me this question. And I created this course for O'Reilly called Jumpstart Your AI Career, which is really that like, here is step one. Like, what is this AI thing? What do I need to know about it? And then like, how do I build my own roadmap based on my interests to figure out what courses do I need to take, what to do next? Even just what we had just talked about if I'm talking to other PMs, what advice do I give them? So this is like the step before people even go to take, you know, the classes that you teach, Polly, to figure out, wait, so how do I even figure out what I'm interested in to then figure out like, what is the right roadmap? What are the right steps for me? Because people often feel so far behind that there's actually a lot of people who are even intimidated and feel like, am I not going to be technical enough for the AI classes that are out there? And having someone kind of say like, okay, let's level set what AI is. Let's level set what AI isn't. And then after we level set that, like figuring out, oh, okay, here's kind of like a little decision tree to help me figure out how I would plan my own roadmap to take classes, not waste time and money on that, and expedite their journey a little faster than my own.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm a huge advocate for this. Like AI is becoming more and more, like the AIPM role is really becoming more specialized.
Yes.
And so that means you don't have to boil the ocean and learn the whole thing from the ground up, right? It's like pick the areas that are going to be the most to you. And I think that's just such an essential first step. I'm so glad people have a place that they can go. I'm really excited about what you're doing with that. Yeah. And help demystify that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the things I feel really proud of, because people leave that class and the feedback I've gotten is that, like, they feel like it's at the right technical level for them. And I have people that are PMs, engineers, designers that all take this class, and they are all like, yes, I get it. And I also feel like I know, you know, what I should do next. And I've had people that have actually enrolled, told me, like, came back like a month later, like, hey, I enrolled in this class, and it's because your class helped me figure out what the next steps were. So it's something I'm really proud of, because I feel like it sets people off on the path where they feel really confident and they feel like I can do this.
And that's the biggest thing. I think so many people think tech is not for me, yeah. AI is not for me. And that's the biggest barrier keeping them back, actually, is just being like, get curious. You know, it's so easy to get hands-on now. So that's really fantastic. Being able to kind of help them understand what that path might look like for them. That's absolutely essential. You're doing fantastic work.
Thank you. Thank you. Amazing. So are you. And I love, like, one of the things that, you know, Polly didn't bring up is that also there is a community of us who've taken her class, and I find it to be like a tremendous resource. And I think for anybody, any of these like online communities of other people who are really curious and love learning are like tremendous resources, like ongoing, so that you're staying on top of what are, you know, what is going on in different companies, what are people interested in, and what is everybody kind of like learning, what is, you know, what's really going on behind the new models that were recently released. So I really love that too.
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome. And so, Anne, just to close us out, I have one last question.
Yes.
If you were to boil down your advice to someone who is just getting into AI, into like one sentence, right? So very early in the journey.
Yes.
What would that one sentence be?
I would say, keep moving forward. And that might sound really simple, but people so easily get discouraged or feel like I can't do it, or like, oh, this one thing's not going to make a difference. And I'm here to tell you, as someone who's been able to work in AI, create courses, been able to be on great podcasts like this, to talk about AI. And, you know, I would just say, keep moving forward. Some of these things seem like, you know, at one point I just was going to my first AI meetup ever. And now I'm here. This wasn't necessarily the full plan. At some point it became a plan. But I would just say, keep moving forward.
That's awesome. This is my favorite question. I'm going to end every podcast with this question for people, because it really highlights, like, this is how we've taken people who have made it, like yourself, and giving them the benefits to people at the beginning of the journey.
Yeah.
I agree, though. Like, tenacity is worth so much, and people don't give that its fair due, that you're like, show up, ask the questions, be confused, let confusing terms wash over you.
Yeah.
Keep showing up again. You deserve to be there in that room.
Yeah. If I had to give a second one, it would actually probably be what you said. Ask the questions. Even if you think that everybody else understands, you'd be surprised how many people actually don't understand or can't quite explain it. And so, you know, I'll just say, even as someone where I'm still learning a lot, sometimes I'll say it would usually be ChatGPT, but lately it's been Claude. Claude is my friend sometimes, and if it's really confusing, I will just say, hey, Claude, explain this to me like I'm 5 years old.
Yeah.
And so just keep moving forward and ask a lot of questions.
That's available to us now for everything. So there's no excuse not to learn.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I think we'll wrap up with that. And do you have any things coming up that you want to plug and advertise? Of course, you've got your course coming up, right? I'm super excited for this.
So the third edition of Jumpstart Your AI Career is going to be on O'Reilly live June 5th. Even if you cannot join us live, if you sign up, you do get the recording. It usually posts about 24 hours after the class ends. So I'm very excited. I'm tweaking it based on recent feedback, but I hope to hear or see you all there.
Oh, fantastic. I definitely take advantage of that. And then from our end, we do have another edition of our generative AI class on Reforge coming up. It's launching on June 14th is the first day. So do get in. It's 3 weeks long. It's a great intro. And we also help you get hands-on building projects, whether that's a conversational project like a chatbot or something more, you know, traditional UX, and it is both design and use case identification, along with getting hands-on with how to actually build a project. So we're really excited to help you dive in to take those first steps. Finally, a plug for the podcast. So this is our first episode today, but hopefully you liked it. Hopefully you got a lot out of it, and you'll give us a like, a thumbs up, a follow on all your, whatever your favorite podcast platform may be. And thanks so much for joining us. It was really special to have you as our very first guest. I'm super excited that we got you. You were a big guest.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure. Thank you. Always great to talk to you, Polly.